Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gregor Wisik?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since 2003.
So that would be like 20 years?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, cement mason, bricklayer, tile setter?
Bricklayer.
Thank you. We do have another option, which is refractory bricklayer. Or is it only bricklayer?
No, bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
No, journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I always work.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I mean, I see less, I think.
So, do you think there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or same number?
Same number.
Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects or more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yeah, the same number.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union's projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thinking more generally about economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I don't know about that.
Depending on your opinion, there's no right or wrong answer. Where would you lean? That there will be more unemployment than now, the same as now, or less than now?
I mean, I think it will be the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it will be the same.
Thank you. Now, we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it the dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, I don't have any safety concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
Could you repeat because it's a break? Yeah. Right now.
Political canvassing.
Hello?
Political canvassing. Have you participated in political canvassing in the last 12 months? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can I call you back? I think I lost you.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry,
yes.
I thought I lost you. So in the past 12 months, have you participated in political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. In here we have a list. The list goes as follows. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, and cable news. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. So what would be the first?
Always from the internet, you know, like whatever I like to, you know, see or hear, I just go over internet and I look at it.
So the internet and social media would be the first one?
Yes.
And the second one? Is it friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, radio, print or online newspaper?
Radio, I think.
And what about the third one?
Neighbors.
Neighbors. The fourth one, is it local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, or cable news? What is the one that you are most likely to get your news from?
I think local news.
The local news. And then the fifth one, between print or online newspapers and cable news?
A newspaper, I guess.
A newspaper. Thank you very much. So the list that you said or the news sources that you are most likely to get your news from is first, the internet or social media, second, radio, third, friends and neighbors, Fourth, local TV news programming. Fifth, print or online news or newspaper. And sixth will be cable news.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues matters to you, matters most to you right now? Is it immigration, foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, or something else?
I think healthcare, because it's always, you know,
okay.
Only trouble with that.
Yeah, thank you. And as you may know, BIC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's important.
And between somewhat and very important?
Yes.
Which one? Somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more supports, strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Which one? Is it the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I'm not too much into, you know, in politics.
But in terms of the question, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party supports the prevailing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Which one do you think protects it more? Or strongly supports it?
I think democratic.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or United Auto Workers?
I don't know. I support all of them, all workers, you know.
Do you lean more towards United Auto Workers? Because we do have a scale. Do you support somewhat more the United Auto Workers, or do you support them much more?
No, I support them in United.
So somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
I approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And what about, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Yeah, I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
What about on healthcare?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about of the jump he has done on immigration?
I'm approved.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And the support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I'm approving.
And is that strongly a strongly? Okay, thank you. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling this job?
I'm approved.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
No.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
And turn it back to BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think fair.
Fair. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, just to pause a bit, I just want to thank you very much for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're still almost there. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. Yeah, I can't top your answer.
But things good.
But how could the union best improve it? According to your...
I think very good.
Okay, thank you very much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Create more jobs.
Create more jobs. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way of receiving information from your union? Is it your job site, email, mail, union meetings, or text messages?
Email.
Email. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple of times a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
No, not strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Grzegorz Rysik.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.